Zach, first I'll say a massive thank you for doing the interview with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me here. I mean, it's my pleasure.
Right, first I'm going to ask is, what first got you into music?
Well, I've been always interested in arts in general from a very young age, and I was then interested in music in particular, and it just was natural to me, and one thing led to another one. I tried to make music on my own with my computer when I was like, I think, 7-8 years old, with no much success. But I mean, you know, practice makes perfect, and after a while of trying to make something decent, I came up with some good songs, and then I got my friend's attention, and then the guy who's now my manager called me to make like a radio intro for him, and we became friends, and since then we are in this relationship, and he's my manager and I'm into music.
So you're saying you're about 7 or 8 when you're first making music. How old was you when you were fully DJing, when you were actually doing it as a profession?
I think I was 16 years old, and I started DJing at a club which was very close to my home, and it was called No Zeppelin. And it was a very good experience because I got the opportunity to interact with people, and that gave me another vision of music. Because when you make music for yourself, you can do as crazy as you want. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not saying that you don't have to make crazy music anymore based on people. But then when you see people dancing to the music, you understand the rules, or if there's rules, like the way you have to build the songs in order to make the people dance.
Okay, who did you used to listen to when you were younger? Was there any DJs that used to make you get interested in this music, or did you used to have quite a varied taste?
No, actually, there was a lot of them. Like, first of all, Tiesto, Paul van Dyk. I mean, they were all Dutch, because at the time I was a young guy. They were ruling the scene, and they still do. But at this time I'm speaking, they were the only ones that could be recognizable for the people like me. So I got the inspiration from them, and I was watching all these IDNT events. I don't remember the name of them, but they were amazing. And that was key for me in order to become a DJ and a producer.
How old was you when you actually first started creating your own music, once you started making your own songs?
I mean, my own song, I mean, it took me a while to finish a song like decent, because when I was very like a kid, I started a lot of projects, but I never finished them because it was too impatient. And I think I was maybe like 17 or 16 year old when I finally complete a song successfully, and then showed to my friends, and they were like, "Oh, this sounds kind of music." And I was a youngster still.
Okay, because a lot of people obviously remember you now for your big hit single, Loca People. What was it like when you were first creating that song? Was that quite a difficult song to make?
No, it was very easy. It was one of the easiest songs I ever made because it was all natural. I think I was at a period of time when I was unable to do something with the music. I was like starting projects like when I was a kid. And then all of a sudden, I came up with this beat, which is the one that you hear in Loca People. And it was very easy because it just took me like 5 minutes to build the loop, what you call the loop, and then you structure the song. But the idea, the loop, it took me just 5 minutes to make it. And then I added the vocals, and that was it. After a month, I got the full song ready to go. It was very easy, actually. And I think that's the secret. When you do something that's easy for you to make, that means you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, because it was a big song all around, so, but when it got released, it was sort of released gradually all around the world. I mean, how did that feel, knowing that your song was being distributed worldwide?
Well, I mean, that showed me a lot of things. Like, first of all, shows the people that you don't have to be big or you have to have a name in order to make a hit. It's all about the music, because the song, when I put the song on YouTube, I just did that, and then I started to receive emails from companies that want to release the song worldwide. You know, I just did the right thing with the right marketing on my own. I did a video which cost me like $100, nothing compared with the videos that I'm doing now. And it raised like on its own. Like, people started to share the song, and step by step, after a year, it was one of the biggest songs out there. even more in the pop side than the dance side. And I saw the whole process, and that teach you that everything is possible if you have the right skills and the right moment to show your work to the people.
This song as well, when you released it, because it did take a little while to come to the UK, but when it did, it went straight to number one. How did that feel, getting a number one single?
Well, actually, it wasn't my fault, because I remember I was playing in Germany that day, and they were reporting me that there were chances that the song was about to be number one. And I was like, okay, but that's not going to happen, because I was competing against Rihanna and other people that obviously they are bigger than me. And I was like, I mean, it's okay, it's good for the story, but it's never going to happen that I make it number one, because in Spain, that would make me the fifth Spaniard to become number one in UK, and that's not even possible for me, because I'm a normal guy, never had like management, big management or companies behind me. But then I saw the chart that was actually number one, and that was one of the best feelings of the world. But at the moment it was number one, I didn't even really understand what was the meaning of this, because for me it was just another number one that the song was having. But then, obviously, when you know about the UK market, the UK charts, BBC, and how you listen music in the island, I mean, it's just, you know, one of the best things that an artist could dream about.
Obviously, yeah, you're saying that one of the only Spanish artists to get a number one in the UK, but it'd been 9 years since a Spanish artist died previously, and that was DJ Sammy.
Well, DJ Sammy was actually from Germany, but he had a house in Mallorca, I think, but he's in Spanish even. I think the last number one for Spain was the girls that were singing Acereje. I think, I don't remember that very well, but other names were Enrique Iglesias and Julio Iglesias, who are big stars all around the world.
Yeah.
And they made it number one in UK, just like me. But I mean, they have careers larger than mine, because I'm just new. So for me, it was just an experience from another world.
But do you feel from that song that you've had a big following from that, and you've had a lot more success after that song came out?
Yeah, thank God that it was possible, because it was very difficult for a guy like me. Like, I had no structure behind me. And you know, normally the artists, they build a career and then they have success. And for me, it was the other way. First I had success, and then I had to build my own career from that success. And that it's difficult, because people relate you with the song Water People, which was so big that it's impossible to escape from that. So after a while, I was a little bit depressed, because it was very difficult. But right now, 5 years after, I had this song right now, No Boyfriend, which is good and doing good in UK and other countries. And I had other minor hits, if you want to say that, not as big as a lot of people, because that's going to be impossible, I think. But they put me in the position where I can say I'm still alive, I'm still there, and having gigs already, still around the world. I chart around the world, some countries, not all the world at the same time like I did with local people. But I finally have my own career, and I can make things going from there. But it was difficult to get that.
Yeah, because that's the thing, because you have been bringing out other music, and what I found about your songs is that there's always a level of humour, there's always something a bit funny about the songs. Do you do that on purpose for your tracks?
Yes, that's my mark, like my brand, and I try to make it that way, because I think that's not much people doing that. I mean, for me, music is an entertainment, and the way I see it, I like to make songs that make people dance and party and forget about their problems and forget about everything else but music. And that's why I try to put some funny things in the songs, sometimes in the videos. I mean, it depends. I have like this band, which is flexible, but always everything that I do has to fit in this rock and roll style, because otherwise it wouldn't be me. It would be another artist. And there are plenty of artists out there like other artists that make really good music, like Avicii or Calvin Harris. And I'm not competing with them, because they are really better than me in making music. I'm just good at, you know, making music for a party. That's me.
Yeah. Okay, well, talk about some more stuff on your music, because you actually have directed your own music videos as well. What's that like, creating music videos as well as your music?
For me, it's the same as creating music, even funnier, because when you're creating music, normally you're alone, and when you're making music videos, you are surrounded by your team. And as I told you in the beginning, at the very first age, I was interested in art in general, and also in videos and movies. I'm a big movie fan, and I always wanted to make movies, and I made movies on my computer, like with these programs that I had before. And, you know, it was natural, because I did the Local People video was done by myself with just one camera, a friend, and the girl acting. And after that, I was still doing the music videos with my director, back-to-back with him. And for me, it's impossible to forget about this part, because for me, music and the music video are the same, are part of the same project.
You currently got this new song at the moment, No Boyfriend, that's been doing quite well. What have you got planned after that song? Have you got any more songs waiting to come out?
Yes, actually, as we speak, there's a song that's been uploaded on my YouTube channel right now. I know that when we end up speaking, it will be uploaded yet or not, but it's a song that's with a very Latin flavor, and it's a song that I've been playing like for 2 years, and it's a collaboration with a friend of mine from Barcelona called Luca Caro and Ruben Ryder. And I'm not planning anything for the song. I'm just going to put the song on YouTube, see the reaction of the people, and if people like the song, we can make it like a single or whatever, because right now that's the way I do. I'm not planning anymore, because when you plan, you screw always like this. So like, not like with the song of Boyfriend, it was the same. I just had the song, I just tested to my people, give them a taste, ask them for opinions, and everybody was positive about the song, and then we decided to make it a single. So right now that's the next step, to have this song called Pinga on my YouTube channel, see what people say about it. And if they like it, we go for it. If not, we move to another thing that I have a lot of things prepared for this new season after the summer, because right now summer, it's here already, and I have a lot of full schedule of gigs, and it's impossible to focus on music. But after the summer, everything's going to be going again.
Okay, well, obviously, yeah, the summer is a big time, especially for DJs, because they go out and they're going to do shows, they're doing parties, festivals. Are you doing live music yourself?
I do a lot of them. Actually, this weekend I have a show in Barcelona in a big water festival, which I think is going to be full of English people, because it's made for the English people, not even for Spanish people. And then I have to go to Kazakhstan, then I go to Mexico, and then I go to Switzerland, and I have full house. In summer, I have residencies in Barcelona and Ibiza. I'm going to be in Ibiza with my friends from Midnight at Eden Club, which is a club that's also full of English people that's going there every summer. So it's going to be a good summer like the last one, and I'm excited, and I want to go for it as soon as I can.
Zach, I've got one more question, and I've got to ask this. If you ever got the opportunity to work with anyone in music, so any singer, any producer, or any writer, who would you choose, and why would you choose that person?
It's an easy question for me. I always wanted to work with guys like Diplo, Dylan Francis, or Skrillex, and even Steve Aoki. I like them a lot, because they do like the same music, the same concept. Like they are very good, and they make music for fun, and they themselves, even they are characters, and they play their own roles, and they interact with people in a way that I like it a lot. And they have this open mind where you can see that they play sometimes one kind of music, then the other song is totally different, but it still makes sense. That's what I like, because for me, being stuck to one style, like the trance guys, they only like the trance music. That is something that I think it's from the past, because right now people is open-minded, and they kind of listen everything that they like, and you only have to care about the sense of your sets, the concept of your sets, but music can be very different, and I think it has to be different, because otherwise you can get boring, and people nowadays they have so much information on their heads that if you just play one kind of music to them, they get bored and they just pass.
Brilliant. Well, Zach, first I'm going to say once again a massive thank you. It's been really great to chat to you, to learn more about you, and all the best with all your DJing, all the best with the new song, and take care.
Thank you very much for the interview. It was a pleasure to me, and anything you need from me, I'm here. And thank you. Thank you, gracias.